then it's really, truly not serious. Then it's frivolous. Then it's expendable. And for spiritual life to be real, to take hold in you, for real, the real deal, not some fantasy of spiritual life, not some notion of spiritual life of what you would like it to be. But if spiritual life is to come into your life actually, then it has to operate as a transcendence of worldly life. It has to literally, and this is the radical statement, it has to literally replace worldly life. The whole gestalt has to flip to where you actually get it, and this is the part some people start to have trouble with, where you actually get it for the first time that what you've always thought of as life, what is regular life, or what people refer to as normal life or worldly life, is not life, is wrongly defined as life. Life is spiritual life. That is the real life. The other, we're not quarreling, we're not saying it doesn't exist, certainly exists, but the other has to start being seen rightly, understood, felt as pale in comparison, as not as real as it's always been taken as or as we've all been told it is. And until that starts to happen, it has you. You're being fooled, you're being conditioned, you're being led down the primrose path of the material culture. And that culture is more than ever in the history of this planet a more and more dominant world culture, with America absolutely in the lead, spreading that material viewpoint worldwide, being more successful than ever at exporting that view of things, the scientific view, the material point of view. And this is a huge cultural shift of the last 1,000 years. We're, if you ask me, at the apogee of it. It's succeeded and we're the result. Entire cultures, particularly this one, entire societies organized around the attainment of goods and services, around the amassing of things, the quantification of things, and the belief that goes along with it that these things will give satisfaction, that these things, if amassed enough, and if they're the right things, can satisfy the basic human needs. You'll find yourself in the end having said, yes, life turned out good. And this never happens. And we get fooled for an entire lifetime, chasing money, chasing sex, chasing whatever we're chasing that is absolutely categorizable, identifiable as the material world only. And I'm using the term material world synonymously with the phrase the unsatisfying world. The dimension of things that can't ever produce actual happiness. Actual happiness, lasting happiness, which looks more like contentment than it does like the word happy suggests to most of us, is only possible through the actual spiritual life.